weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Friday, which means that I get to sit across from the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
And we have a great Casual Friday show planned for you today. Most monumentous discussion is the new website, which began the process a year and a half ago and is finally completed.
And it looks great.
I think it looks good. There are some glitches in it, mm-hmm. which is expected. We tested everything we could. Michael Quantico, who is our webmaster and graphic artist, who lives in the Philippines, really handled everything with some minimal input from us in direction and so on.
He did a great job.
Yeah. Once he got it up and running, then it became test time, which we tested a lot of things. But nothing is being put to the test the way it is now that the audience is. Is your seat going down?
Yes.
The seats in Superhuman Radio studio, the hydraulic or the pneumatic tubes are bad on them. So you could be sitting for days, nothing happened, and all of a sudden you just feel yourself going down.
It's like an elevator going down.
But anyway, we know that there are some glitches. We know there are, like this morning we just discovered that when you try to share something on Facebook, it doesn't share the preview of the show. So people don't know what they're clicking on and why you're sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's the same with not only the shows, but also the articles.
Well, yeah, all the Facebook, I'm sure Google Plus, I'm sure Twitter, I'm sure all those buttons need to be worked out. And there's some other things that need to be worked out. So here's what I'm asking you to do. If there's something that you liked about the old site that doesn't function that way any longer, please email us at onair@superhumanradio.com and let us know so we can get on it. If there's a glitch you've found, let us know. Like someone said, hey, the download link is missing from the shows, you know, where we could just right-click and download the file to our computer. We got that back up and running. Also, use the app. You know, the message interface on the app would allow you to send us a message right away. So we really need everybody out there to kind of test the website for us and help us out.
And aren't we working on getting previous episodes more visible?
Yeah, they're up there, but you have to go all the way to the bottom. And so now at the bottom of the website, there's a couple quick links, right? If you go all the way to the bottom of the website, it says the SHR show, which if you click that, it'll bring up every old show that you were able to find before. But then if you click the Blueprint Power Hour, it only brings up the Blueprint Power Hour shows or the Get Strong show, Casual Friday, and so on. So if you want to go right to a Casual Friday, you just go down to the bottom and click the Casual Friday link, and every Casual Friday show will show up.
But we just need to work on having all of the other ones
well, they're there.
Accessible.
If you click the SHR show, it will come up, but we're going to make it at the bottom of the current three shows. It'll see see a thing that says past shows. And we also will have an RSS feed subscribe button as well for those who think that RSS feed is gone. It's still there.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll get that fixed.
Okay.
We also need to give a couple shout outs. First one goes to the editor of the Superhuman Radio newsletter, Alex Leaf, who was accepted into Bastyr University's a nutritional master's program. So he will be a registered dietitian at the end of all this.
Yes, that's awesome. Very congratulations,
exciting.
Alex.
Yeah, congratulations. That's no small feat. And then also, who else did? Johan.
Johan. I wanted to give Johan. He and I were communicating on Facebook this morning. He sent me a recipe that I'm going to try. So sounds really tasty. So once if I try it, I'll let you guys know, but I'm not going to say what it is at this point.
Yeah, we're going to try it first to make sure that we can reproduce
but
it.
But hey, Johan.
Thank you for that. And then speaking of nutrition and diet, recently on The Doctors, which is a show that I do not watch.
Well, it happened to be on at the gym when I was on the elliptical machine yesterday.
Right.
And they had the author of the Every Other Day Diet on, which she has been on Superhuman Radio
last year. No, I think it was last year.
It was this year.
You're right.
Because her book is on, oh, speaking of the new website, you can now purchase books from Amazon on the new website as well.
Yes, any books that we've talked about on the show, you can just go to the top where it says Amazon and click that. That's one way to do it. Or you can look for Carl Recommends. And one of the things is companies, which are obviously sponsors. And the other one is books and CDs and DVDs. So.
And you can purchase the author's book direct through our website.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was listening to Kristen was the author's name.
Right.
And they were talking about the Every Other Day Diet and intermittent fasting. And so Travis Stork, I think, is the doctor's last name.
He's the really good-looking doctor.
Well, he was the one that was originally on The Bachelor. He was originally on The
Bachelor.
Yeah,
he's a hunky-looking guy, light-haired, real good-looking guy, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he said that he didn't know about intermittent fasting. He didn't believe that it worked, that people should have the capability to eat until they're full and stop when they're full. And, you know, people don't have the energy to work out when they do intermittent fasting.
Yeah, and he's wrong about that, because any of us who know that training fasted is amazing. It's an amazing experience, and you're just as strong as ever when you train fasted. So
he basically poo-pooed the idea of intermittent fasting or fasting
but
at
now,
all.
So let's in his defense, he is a medical physician. He knows less about nutrition than the average person walking the streets.
Well, he wrote a book about diet. It's called The Doctor's Diet.
Which, I mean, think about this. That's like a pedophile writing a book about babysitting called The Pedophile's Babysitting Guide. I mean, imagine that. A doctor writing a book about diet. And not only just a doctor, but a doctor on mainstream TV, which if you've ever watched, my mother and my sister used to watch The Doctors. So I was subjected to it like secondhand smoke when I was in Phoenix with them. If you watch The Doctors, you will go home every single day thinking you have some sort of a disease. Because all they do is propagate and promote all of the nonsense within the medical orthodoxy's way of getting people sucked into this whole process of being sick.
Well, so I looked up The Doctor's Diet book, and then I watched some of the clips on their website.
Right.
And cause they've had shows and they now have women who are on it and they, on the doctor's diet and they have them come back on and, you know, interim while they're losing their weight and talk about their experience on the doctor's diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched some of the videos.
I'm willing to bet they're building skinny fat people. I'm willing to bet it.
I'm sure. I don't know if he in this book,
addresses skinny fat?
No, addresses exercise or not. I'm sure he doesn't. But anyway, so there's three different sections to the diet. It's the STAT plan, which is the initial phase.
Mm-hmm.
STAT, I'm sure, meaning emergency.
Right.
Then the restore plan, and then the maintain plan.
Right.
And so in these videos, he showed the groups of food that you could have
on your diet.
On your diet. And he had like it was a pyramid type.
Right.
And at the top he had peanuts and nuts and oils. And then it went down. And I think he did have cheeses and, mm-hmm. and but he had popcorn and he had piles of bread.
Right.
And he had wine and gin. Mm-hmm. All of these are allowed
right.
on his diet.
Right.
Because he said people need to be able to eat what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a drug addict should be able to take heroin if they want. I mean, so this is what we have lost all responsibility so that we don't have to tell people the hard facts that, you know, it's very unpopular understanding what we understand in this superhuman nation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just had this conversation with my niece. She likes to have a glass of wine on the weekends. And I said to her, look, wine is counter to our goals. As long as you understand that it's counter to your goals and you're using it to get a buzz, that's fine. But understand that it should be used sparingly. Like you should be going long periods of time without alcohol and the occasional, I'm socializing, I'm going to have some alcohol now. But nobody wants to tell people that because you will lose popularity. Dr. Oz can't say that to people because he'll lose audience. So what he does is these guys dilute their message to keep the masses. The masses are idiots. Look at them. They're sick and they're dying.
Well, did you see that picture that Dan Rollins posted on Facebook with Dr. Oz and Tracy Anderson?
Yeah, the two biggest idiots in the world have the biggest followings.
Tracy Anderson looks sick in this photo. I mean, she is so thin and
pasty looking.
Pasty and
her
hair.
And she looks tired. She looks fatigued.
Her skin and her hair look terrible.
There's no muscle separation, no muscle definition. She's just a soft, pliable ooze of flesh. That's all she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what those guys, the doctors, are building. They're going to build women who have to live on 600 calories a day for the rest of their lives in order to maintain a quote unquote body weight. So I come back to what I said. You have people who know nothing about nutrition, who get no nutritional training whatsoever, telling people how to eat. I think pedophiles should write books about babysitting.
So that circles back to Alex being able to, once he gets his degree, tell people how they really should eat.
And that's what, exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to get the degree for people to take you seriously, but then you could veer from it and move back to a more ancestral template. And part of the problem with these doctors is no one takes evolution into any aspect of medicine today. And the reason I even say this is because if this doctor understood that the 100,000 generations we've spent as hunter-gatherers versus the small, minuscule 50 generations that we have spent in the – or 100 generations that we have spent as what we are today what's the word I'm looking for here? Farming and so on. He would
industrial?
Industrial revolution. Thank you. He would understand that it is as normal as breathing to us to go without food for periods of time. It is as normal as waking up and opening our eyes and expecting to see our surroundings, to feel hunger. I mean, it's nonsense. But this is what happens when you have these idiots out there who reach the masses. And you know why these people have bigger audiences than we do?
Because they tell people what they want to hear.
And because there are more idiots out there than smart people, and that's why our audience is smaller. Because we are the minority.
So I guess that means we'll never be mainstream.
And I don't care about it. I don't want to be mainstream. I don't. This is an exclusive club. We don't want those people coming in. And the way we keep them out is we don't close the door on them. We tell them things that they don't want to hear until they hit the wall someday. And they're so sick, they go, well, maybe I do need to think about it.
I wonder if people in our audience ever are at a party and talk about, like the way we do at parties, and people ask you questions about diet or nutrition, and we say things, and then they look at us like you can see them rolling their eyes,
right,
thinking that we're crazy.
Yeah. But the easy question is, to coin the phrase of a TV doctor, who actually I do like, Dr. Phil, well, how's that working for you? You know, what you're doing, you're asking me a question. Like, you have a friend who's so excited about having her gallbladder removed, by the way. She's excited about it.
Because she says she can eat anything now.
Yeah, she can eat all the foods that she loves that make her sick. Well, guess what? Those foods, your body really doesn't love them if they're making you sick. But, you know, she always would ask you questions, and then you would give her answers. She didn't want to hear those answers.
No, she didn't. Well, she says, well, I do this.
Yeah. And I would say to you, well, how's that working for her? And it's obviously not working good for her because she's asking you for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to take a break. Wow, that was an early rant for this show, wasn't it? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of good things. And towards the end of the show, we have listener comments and questions. You're listening to Casual Friday. I am joined in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
What the heck?
Wait a minute.
I am very, very sorry. A different song was supposed to play when we came out of the break. This was supposed to play. Yes, that's right. I heard this song on the way into the studio this morning, and I thought, I want to play that during a break. Who remembers this song?
I do.
All right.
I like this song.
Carl is over there dancing.
All the ladies in the house who relate to this song called The Butt. This is a great song. Doing the butt all night long.
Are you allowed to say that on the air?
Yeah. I think
okay, so. Okay, so just let me... I was watching the TV yesterday while I was on the elliptical, there was a girl, I guess they send in videos or something to Ellen, and so she was twerking.
Yeah.
And she was kind of a big girl.
Right.
And her little 18-month-old ran up behind her, and while she was twerking, her behind hit the little 18-month-old in the head.
Bounced her right off.
She fell down.
Bounced her off. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
this song is from the 80s.
Okay, so EWG has a new Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 guide out.
Really?
Yes.
Have they added anything new to it?
Well, apples are still number one on the Dirty Dozen list. Yeah, strawberries, number two. Grapes, celery, peaches, spinach, sweet bell peppers, nectarines, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, snap peas, potatoes, hot peppers, kale greens. Mm. That's the Dirty Dozen.
Did they do a clean 15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Do you want me to go over the clean 15?
Yeah, could
15?
You please? Yeah.
Sure. Okay, clean 15 is number one, avocados.
Yeah, we know that. It has a hard shell.
No. Sweet corn, which we don't eat corn.
Right.
Pineapple.
That's good.
Cabbage. I love cabbage. Sweet peas. Onions. Asparagus. Mangoes. Papaya.
Oh,
I love
favorites.
Papaya,
yeah.
Too. Kiwi. Eggplant. Grapefruit. Cantaloupe. Cauliflower. And sweet potatoes.
Awesome. And for those of you who get tired of sweet potatoes, try plantain. There you go. Plantain, I bet you, is not heavily sprayed because the banana has a natural protection against the elements and critters, and that is the skin.
And weren't you and Adele talking about plantains being really high in potassium?
Yeah, it's a great a 3-ounce serving of plantain, which if you cut your plantain thick enough, that's probably like 3 pieces of plantain.
I like
plantains. 500 milligrams of potassium.
So we can eat that in... As our
starchy carb.
Instead
yeah.
of rice yeah. or...
Potatoes or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so it was once again in the media about food dye. Can we talk about food dye?
Yes.
So here's the funny thing, right? This Dr. Besser today on GMA, right? He's the go-to guy.
He's their expert, health expert.
Right, right. He's the health expert. So he starts off by talking about this new research about food dye, which we've known since quite a long time. We've known that children who are susceptible to things like ADHD, there seems to be a food dye component to exacerbating their conditions. But here's what he says right off the bat.
Let me say this. In 2011, the FDA acknowledged that food dyes and other ingredients cause behavioral problems in some children. 2011.
Well, this is the interesting thing. So Dr. Besser says... Now, if you don't have any problems with food dye, don't worry about it. It's okay for you. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So in other words...
Some children. Only yeah, some children.
Yeah, not all children. And this is the idiocy that we survive under. And this is why we're in such bad trouble today as a nation. The notion that because something doesn't cause an acute effect, that means it's good for you, is complete idiocy. There are lots of things that take years to kill you. But according to Dr. Besser, well, food dye is okay for most of us, but just not for this small select group. Dr. Besser is an idiot. Now, I know that he probably doesn't want to cause widespread terror, but a little terror would be good. If you're eating, consuming diets that have a lot of food dyes in it, you need to change that. I'm sorry to tell you that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just reading this article, and the first sentence says, until now, the amount of dyes in packaged foods have been secret. Why should anything that we eat be secret?
Yeah, well, thanks to the government, they don't want you to know anything, whether it's GMO or anything else.
Purdue University scientists reported that dye content of breakfast cereals, candies, baked goods, and other foods can impair children's behavior. The worst cereal that they tested was...
I hated to hear this one.
Captain Crunch.
With Crunch
with berries.
Mm-hmm. And I used to eat, when I was big and fat, I used to get... You know what a pasta bowl is? The one that you serve pasta to the
whole table? Is it like a Jethro bowl?
Yeah. I used to get a Jethro bowl, and I would fill that up with Captain Crunch with Crunch berries, load it with milk, but then I would walk away and wait long enough for the cereal to get soggy, because I loved it soggy. And I would eat a whole bowl, a whole giant Jethro, like probably the equivalent of a half to two-thirds of a box in one sitting.
For those of you who don't know, Jethro is the guy from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
He used to eat cereal out of a big
salad bowl.
A great big huge one.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. Yeah, exactly. And I loved Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Okay, so Target mini green cupcakes had the highest level found in any food at all.
Well, of course, they could be loaded with green dye.
But who would eat mini green cupcakes?
Yeah. A lot of people feed them to their kids.
Skittles and M&Ms had the highest level in the candies.
That's amazing.
And then they the little gold Goldfish crackers?
Yeah.
The ones that are colored.
I guess
people are feeding those
Not the ones that are cheese colored, right?
Yeah, people are feeding. They shouldn't be eating those anyway, but people are feeding those to their young, young children.
Yeah. Well, people feed a lot of things to their kids that are not healthy.
Cheerios.
But because the FDA says it's okay, they do it.
Yes.
Anyway. Alex Leaf, I got to read this. Alex Leaf, who listens to the Casual Friday Show live, because he admits it's his favorite show of the whole week.
Oh, thanks, Alex.
He says, half of me thinks that you write out your rants ahead of time because they are so well formulated and on topic. How flattering is that? No, actually, my mouth runs away before my mind can actually catch up and hear what I'm saying. I'll tell you the God's honest truth. So, anyway, thank you for that. Okay, so Kashi got the thumbs down, or Kellogg's got the thumbs down with using the word natural.
All natural and nothing artificial. So they've agreed to drop the terms off their cereals, but they can still leave their GMO foods in there, and nobody has to know about that.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, so the all natural and nothing artificial has to come off within this year. By the end of this year, that has to come off.
Now, I have a packet of Kashi
Goline
oatmeal in the packet, but I think it's like 3 or 4 years old.
And
it's been in the studio for, I don't know, and I actually almost ate it yesterday because I was dying for some carbs, but I decided not to, not because of the age, because I feel like it's fine.
Because it's Kashi, and we know that that's
but
genetically
But you said to
modified.
Me that might be before Kellogg's bought them, and they may have still been healthy maybe, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, so the artificial ingredients that were in the, soy oil that's processed using hexane.
Mm-hmm.
Are in Kashi cereals.
Right.
Calcium panthenate.
Okay.
Hydrochloride. There's all
Can't
kinds
even
of.
Say yeah.
So
it's
many.
A chemistry, it's a chemistry it, set.
Yeah. If there's ingredients on there that you can't even pronounce, then you shouldn't be eating it.
And apparently, to stay on the whole topic of grains for a second, there are threats that because of changes in the greenhouse, because of greenhouse gas changes and the higher levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, that our grains, our grains, I like that, are a threat of being less nutritious like 50 years from now, right?
So basically some scientists, they put machines in with the crops where the grains are being grown.
Mm-hmm.
And they
measure.
They let out the carbon dioxide.
Right.
This is also
a tactic used in California by people who grow marijuana legally. They actually control. They pump carbon dioxide into these rooms and control the atmosphere because it increases the concentrations of THC in the plants.
Well, what they did was they placed these. They called them carbon dioxide jets. Mm-hmm. Into the fields, and they let them. They simulated what's going to be going on in 40 to 60 years. Mm-hmm. With the release of carbon dioxide.
Right.
And what happened was the crops yielded more crops, but what the nutrient content of these crops were, they weren't yielding as
more.
They were less nutritious.
Well, now this kind of makes sense because think about it, right? If you have a crop that grows faster or larger, it's still growing in the same plot of land. So the plot of land only has a certain amount of nutrition to give to the plant. So, you know what I mean? That's why springtime, when cows eat fast-growing grass, it's much more nutritious because it has a lot more nutrient value per, let's say, ounce of it. Okay?
That makes sense.
So this is exactly the opposite of that phenomenon. That's interesting.
It was a 5 to 10% reduction in nutrients like iron, zinc, and proteins.
Now, isn't this interesting? But what is the answer to this? Let me guess. Monsanto is going to come out with a new genetically modified grain that will be more nutritious, even though we have higher CO2 in the atmosphere.
Well, so now they're working on, I guess they're going to, what are they calling it?
Hybridize? Selectively grow?
Biofortification.
Biofortification.
Biofortification is what they're calling it. And they're going to enhance
right.
these the Plant. Corn, the rice, and with different
grains.
Nutrients.
Right.
Yeah.
So the grain, so they're going to try to make up for it. My only concern is that they're going to genetically modify this stuff.
So iron beans, vitamin A, cassava.
Mm-hmm.
Nutritious maize,
mm-hmm.
zinc wheat,
mm-hmm.
vitamin A orange sweet potatoes, iron, zinc.
Now, vitamin A, no, they're talking about beta carotene, I bet.
It says vitamin A.
See, vitamin A, beta carotene is allowed to be called vitamin A thanks to the divine wisdom of the FDA. It's kind of like saying we're going to call $1 bills $5 bills because eventually if you put five of them together, it will be a $5 bill. But it's not a $5 bill. It's a $1 bill until it goes through the conversion of putting five of them together and the transaction. Beta carotene does not become vitamin A in a large portion of the population. But the FDA allows them to refer to beta carotene as vitamin A. If you don't believe this, look on a box that claims to have vitamin A as one of the components of the food, and you'll find that it says as beta carotene. So I bet you it's not vitamin A. I bet you it's beta carotene.
Okay. Iron, zinc, and selenium lentils. Iron, zinc, pearl, millet, and sorghum.
I thought all sorghum, you pointed this out.
All sorghum is
GMO.
Genetically modified, yeah. Vitamin A, cassava, and maize.
I know that Monsanto is working on a high omega-3 soybean right now, but it's being genetically modified. They're not hybridizing it.
They're not breeding it?
No, it's a genetically modified soybean that will produce higher levels of omega-3s. And the only reason they're doing this is because they know that people want more omega-3s. That's the only reason why they're doing it, because it's actually going to cause problems with the oil stability, which I'm sure they'll find some toxic way to control that as well.
In this biofortification venue, what they're doing is they're improving mineral and vitamin content across all conventional breeding programs for food crops.
So everything.
It's breeding. Yeah but it's not genetically modified, was my point. And then the last one I didn't get to mention was zinc rice.
Oh, good. Okay. Zinc rice. Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. What do you want to talk? You want to talk about this soy sauce?
Sure.
Phenomenal. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, interestingly enough, and this is not to be attributed to soy, per se, because soy sauce is a fermented form of soy, first of all. So, I don't want everybody out there running out and go, see, soy is good for you. No, it's not the soy, it's the fermented soy sauce. And we don't know that it's good for everybody. We just know that in HIV patients, a molecule in soy appears to be 10 to 70 times more effective than one of the leading drugs used. It's called tenofovir, if I'm pronouncing that right, tenofovir. It's more between 10 and 70 times more effective and stronger, and does not lead to accumulated ineffectiveness, because the tenofovir, the more you take it, the less effective it becomes. And it's called EFDA. This molecule found in soy sauce. And in fact, it has been so understood as being beneficial to people with AIDS that several of the big producers of soy sauce, these Asian companies, not Kikkoman, but another one, have actually set up separate companies to examine and investigate the potential medical effects of this molecule. It's really interesting.
It does sound interesting.
In fact, they took, I don't know what kind of lab animals they were.
Were they monkeys?
Monkeys. Okay. They had monkeys that were literally near death, that HIV-infected monkeys, that they were ready to be euthanized. And they said, oh, what the hell, let's give them the EFDA and see what happens. A month later, they were like revived and back to life.
It says within a month, they were bouncing around in their cages looking very happy, and their virus load dropped to undetectable levels. That's within a month.
It's an interesting compound. I did some quick research around PubMed and found out that it is a not a nucleoside. It's a something-oside. I can't think of it what it is now. But it seems it may have an effect on telomere length. Now, if they can truly discover the actual mechanism of action, it would be interesting. They still don't know how it works. They still don't understand how it works. I suspect that it's going to have some sort of beneficial effect on telomere length, maybe upregulating telomerase.
That's interesting. Would they be able to use it for anti-aging
purposes? Then it may. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying, look, don't run out and start pounding down soy sauce, because it has a lot of other things in it that may not be beneficial. But clearly this particular molecule, EFDA, which is formed in the soy sauce during the fermentation process, seems to be beneficial to those people who have AIDS. Now, if you have HIV, I say you should be eating lots of sushi every day and put a lot of soy sauce on it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so interestingly, I read an article about how Powerade, which is owned by Coca-Cola, they are now taking the BVO, brominated vegetable oil,
right,
out of their product. I think Pepsi did that a while ago with their product.
Right.
And now Coca-Cola is following suit because I guess the public has become aware of the BVO,
right,
and they don't want it in their products. So we had this discussion, you and I, about, well, what about the food dye that's in there? You know,
right,
I mean, the red, the greens, the yellows,
right,
the oranges.
Right.
I guess the public's just not aware of that yet.
Well, they don't care about it. They think that food dye is okay to eat. But let's talk about BVO for a second. So when you and I first started talking about Subway's, the revelation that Subway had that stuff, I can't think of the name
the
of it.
The azodocarbamide.
Azodicarbamide,
yes.
Someone posted on Facebook, and I remember this, saying, oh, you know, this is all much to do about nothing.
It was a Mitt Rom.
Was it?
Yes.
And he said something about BVO. He said, oh, you know. I
think it was him.
Yeah, it may have been him. Somebody said something about, you know, there's a flame retardant in
it was a Mitt Rom, yes.
Okay. And it's just vegetable oil, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I agree it starts out at vegetable oil, but when you do certain enzymatic chemical changes to things, they're no longer vegetable oil.
Well, and just think about this. The brominated vegetable oil has been banned in the European Union for years.
Yeah, China, Japan, Japan doesn't allow it. Europe doesn't allow it. So there must be more. And my concern is this. My concern is that we become really, really lax when something comes from an innocuous, something we consider generally regarded as safe, like vegetable oil. You know, you can take vegetable oil, I'm sure, and with some chemical reactions, make it a poison that will kill you instantly. And then what would you say to that? Oh, but it's just vegetable oil. Well, it just killed you. So don't be lulled into thinking that because it's brominated vegetable oil, that the bromination process doesn't do something that is not good for the human condition. This is akin to our attitude about, well, oh, food coloring. You know, it's just food coloring. You know, so you pee it out and you poop it out. No, it's a chemical. And if you don't think dyes have an effect, think about this. We did a show many years ago with Dr. Bruce Ames, the noted Dr. Bruce Ames, about a dye, the original blue dye, which was methylene blue, that is a better drug for people with Alzheimer's disease. It seems to create clarity in their brains, and it helps them regain their cognition and so on. This is a dye, folks. So don't think that just because it's color related that it's not some sort of chemical that has a reaction in your body.
Okay, so I have a question for
you.
In the Huffington Post, I have an article here about, it says, consuming sports and energy drinks linked with negative behavior among teens.
Right.
And so what they're linking is they surveyed 2,793 teens. And they were more likely to smoke, spend more time playing video games, and consumed more sugar-sweetened beverages if they were regular energy or sports drinks consumers. But let me say something.
Yeah.
So my question to you is this. Most energy drinks and sports drinks have food dyes in them.
Yeah.
So we just read the article about the food dyes causing behavioral problems in children.
Right.
Is there a link here?
Yeah, no, and it could be. You're right. They totally, and this
but
is
they didn't, but they didn't totally link them together.
Right. And they didn't link it together. But more importantly, these types of epidemiological studies have the, well-known side effect of missing the really important information when they're trying to link all these things together.
Okay.
So, I mean, the fact that these kids drink sports drinks and smoke cigarettes, these are all non sequiturs. They're trying to say, well, look, it's because of the sports drinks that they're having these problems. Now, maybe And it's probably because of the food dye.
It's probably because of the food dye with the study that that was just released.
But no one's talking about the food dye in it. What are they talking about? The sugar?
Yes, and the caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, how can you tell what it is? How can you tease out what's really at the root of the problems that we have in this society today when we are being bombarded with chemicals and poisons from every angle and every area of our lives? How are you going to tease it out and say it's just this? It's not. You would have to eliminate everything that's assaulting our bodies today and start from scratch in order to figure out what was causing what problems.
It says here, sports drinks are only needed for kids who participate in vigorous physical activities, but in hot, humid weather.
They should be drinking water.
Water. Why do they need sports drinks? And then it says here, energy drinks, on the other hand, may overstimulate the nervous system of teens since their caffeine doses are manufactured with adult body masses in mind.
Well, and I do agree. These kids shouldn't be drinking highly caffeinated drinks. They shouldn't. Caffeine is a drug. Again, how do you tease out what's causing the problem? It could be the food dye.
I don't know. It sounds suspicious with the study that just came out about food dyes, because show me a sports drink that doesn't have a food dye in it.
Well, or an energy drink. Most energy drinks have some sort of color. Most of them look like they're green, like Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. And red and blue and yellow and orange.
Yeah.
They're all different colors.
Yeah. We actually have to take a break.
Oh, already?
I know. When we come back, what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the new ad from Subway?
We can talk about that. And then I also want to talk about how NPR reported that Vermont is going to have a terrible time getting their GMO law to pass.
Yeah, it sounds like they're hoping. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're hoping. Look, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday.
Comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice CanSeeEyeDrops.com/CanSeeEyeDrops.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rock the Casbah, The Clash. Welcome back. So, Subway is running an ad right now going, hey, there's no more yoga mat in our bread. You can eat us again. Basically, that's what
they're
saying, right?
Well, they're saying they've taken a few things out and put in a few new ingredients.
Yeah, they removed...
Like vitamin A, they put that in, and just some iron. I think it's a few different nutrients.
We're going to find out they're using rusty nails as iron. And, but it is funny that they're coming out and going.
And they took out the high fructose corn syrup.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, you know what? If people can push back and make things healthier, then that's great.
That's one good thing about social media.
Yeah. So they've removed the azodicarbamide. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is some place that rubber still exists, but there's a lot of controversy, and that is my favorite Vibram five-finger shoes.
Yeah, I read some things on Facebook this morning while I was posting, getting ready for our show, and some of the people were saying they're taking Vibrams off the market. Yay. You know, get those ugly shoes out of here, and I can't believe the idiots that wear those. And
the people who say that.
It makes no sense to me. Yeah. If somebody doesn't like the shoe you're wearing, then don't look at it.
Right.
Why do they have to call you an idiot for wearing that shoe?
Because people don't like people who step out of the norm, because it makes them look like they may have options that they're not executing.
Well, it makes them look like the idiot for saying that.
If everybody wants everybody to be just like them, because then it fortifies and reinforces the decisions they made are right. If they see you doing something different, like the lifestyles we live in the superhuman nation, we threaten other people, because then they go, wow, maybe I have other options and I'm not taking advantage of them.
I read on one guy's post that he corrected his bunions from wearing Vibram five fingers.
So let's explain this. Vibram has had a class action suit, and they deserved it. I'm going to be honest with you. They said that wearing five fingers could correct foot problems. And anytime you say things like that, remember the shoe that said
Skechers.
It would build your butt and make you lose weight because of the R.
Skechers. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So of course, one woman who probably had terrible feet put them on, wore them for a while, and said, they didn't work, and I'm suing you for the claims. So they were rightfully sued for these claims. But I'm going to be honest with you. Whoever the judge was didn't think it was very worthy, because they were only forced to put $3.7 million into an account to refund people's money. That's nothing compared to what that company, Skechers, had to put aside, hundreds of millions of dollars. So clearly, the gravity of these claims are not the same. But let's go back to the fact that I've been wearing Vibram Five Fingers exclusively as my athletic shoes since I did the show about them and called them, they should call these paleo feet, where I had the director of marketing on my show. And she even said, when you start wearing them, you got to let your feet get used to it, because wearing a mitten type shoe for decades has caused a lot of the muscles in your feet to weaken, so you should wear them an hour a day for the first week or two, and then gradually increase your wearing time to let your feet get used to them.
Most people don't do that.
No, they put them on, they're going to go, I'm going to go run now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, And what I'm about to say is supported by Dr. Daniel Lieberman, who, in my humble opinion, is one of the most brilliant men in the world today, who single-handedly wrote the book, The Story of the Human Body, which could single-handedly rectify all the problems we have with disease in this world today.
Well, he actually wrote a study about barefoot running.
They studied it. Yes, they studied it.
And he's a Harvard scientist,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's brilliant. We're going to have him on the show, I think it's the 18th of this month, I think. So, as I suspected, you can't heel strike run with minimalist shoes any more than you can heel strike run in barefoot. Our ancestors, when they ran barefoot, did not heel strike. That is a relatively new phenomenon brought about by, quote unquote, better shoes for you, running shoes, which have this big, thick, padded heel. Okay? The way our ancestors ran and the way Coach Kenny Carter came on this show, who trains college football players to be NFL football players, and he teaches them how to run fast. He said you should be pawing, P-A-W-I-N-G, pawing the ground with the front of your foot. Your heel shouldn't even be touching the ground. If you're sprinting and your heel is touching the ground, you are not sprinting as fast as you can. And when you think about the way a cheetah runs, look at a cheetah's foot. Okay, it doesn't have a heel like us, but it does have what looks like the front of our foot.
A paw.
So when we run, we are supposed to be hitting the ground with the front of our foot, not our heel. That is the appropriate way for humans to run. Our arch was one of our ancestral gifts, one of our evolutionary gifts. We became better bipeds when we developed arches and stopped walking on the edge of our feet like apes do. That was one of our inheritances from evolution. The arch is an important, but we are losing our arch. People need orthotics today or their arches will collapse. In fact, a listener of this show, whose opinion I respect greatly, John Parker, posted in that post that he had problems with his arches until he started wearing five fingers. And now when he watches his barefoot water print on the ground, he sees that he has a much higher arch than he did before.
Well, and also I found a blog post from a guy called Dr. Nick. It's Dr. Nick's running blog, Podiatry's Most Advanced Running Blog is what it says.
I love it.
He did a 2-year-long case study demonstrating an increase in arch height from running in minimalist shoes.
Yeah, you try saying that.
Say that 10 times.
Yeah. So this notion that five fingers are bad for you, are dangerous. Yeah, you know what? And so is squatting 500 pounds for somebody who's never squatted before.
Well, somebody did use that in one of the posts. They said, well, if you bench press 250 pounds and then one day you just decide to go in cold and bench press 500 pounds, you're going to hurt yourself.
Of course.
Are you going to sue the gym because you went in there and
because you were stupid. Yeah, look, five fingers are a great shoe, and if you don't believe it, then run barefoot. It's the same thing as running in five fingers, except you get a little bit of protection from ground, the roughness of the ground, the stones on the ground, because that's what the Vibram sole does. How could barefoot be wrong and wearing shoes be right? Are we stupid here? I mean, this is idiots. And the people who don't like five fingers because they make them feel uncomfortable looking at them, close your eyes. I may be uncomfortable with that roll of flab hanging over your belt.
The person that wrote this article, he says that a Vibram, however you pronounce it.
Both of those are right.
Is nothing more than a foot condom. That's what he said.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
But anyway, so Skechers had to pay $40 million in refunds.
Right.
And then if you recall Reebok, they had to pay $25 million.
Right. And Vibram had to put aside $3.7 million. Now, I know it's relative to the number of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously not a lot of people wear Vibrams. I bet a lot more people use orthotics. So you do the epidemiological math on that one there. If more people wore Vibram and got their feet used to them and walked the way we were designed to walk, barefoot.
And what was it that you said this morning when I said that someone said he corrected his bunions? And you said something about...
It makes perfect sense. Bunions were relatively non-existent until mitten shoes, until we artificially squeezed our toes together to fit into a shoe that was quote-unquote stylish and pointy. Women get bunions because between gravity pushing their foot down into that little cup of the shoe, squeezes the toes together. We were never designed to walk that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we were never designed to have heels. Our spine and the geometry of our body didn't form to accommodate heels. So it's nonsense. If you think that the right thing to do is wear shoes and the wrong thing to do is be barefoot, then I'm sorry, you're the idiot, not the people who are wearing the Vibrams. So anyway, okay.
Do we have to take a break?
Yeah, we do, actually. It's 12:59. Stay on clock. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, there was a couple good stories.
We'll talk about that Vermont story from NPR
when
we come back.
Yes, we never got to it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own soul, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's aggressive strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the aggressive strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Like I'm in a disco. What song is it? I hate these songs that have long lead-ins. It's like, I want to hear the song.
Sounds like you're...
Welcome back. So Vermont is in the process of passing the GMO label.
No, they passed it.
So who's saying they're going to have a hard time enforcing it?
Well, on NPR, they were talking about this. And first of all, the law won't go into effect for 2 years.
That gives Monsanto 2 years to sue them.
Monsanto has not commented yet. But the state's attorney general says that he would be surprised if Vermont was not sued by Monsanto. Claims that the law would compel speech, or claims the law poses a burden on interstate commerce.
Well, sure, it poses a burden on interstate commerce. If you're poisoning people and people find out that there's poison, I mean, if that's the case, why didn't the tobacco industry do that? Why didn't they say, hey, you know what? If you make us tell the truth that this stuff causes cancer, it's going to cause difficulty with interstate commerce.
Well, according to Keith Matthews, that's not a valid argument. What the woman said from the Environmental and Natural Resources Law Clinic at Vermont Law School said, mm-hmm. there's no requirement that you have to show that these foods are actually harmful to health in order to require a company to disclose that genetic engineering was used. And this attorney,
wow.
Keith Matthews, who is a has private sector clients in environmental and regulatory matters, he says that he thinks the court would require proof that people were harmed by eating foods containing GMOs.
Well, that's easy. There's plenty of research out there now that's showing that. Howard Vlieger's group in Australia. I mean, every day there's research that points to that.
He says you've got three federal agencies that engage in rigorous review of these products and determine that there is no risk, that they don't cause any adverse effects in the environmental context where they are being grown.
You know what? The FDA has had to recall so many drugs that have hurt people. Is this guy an idiot?
He used to work for the EPA, I think.
Oh, there you go. That explains it.
He used to work for the EPA and ran the unit that registers and regulates genetically engineered crops.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Right. So he's the fox telling the farmer the hen house is safe. Go back to your farmhouse. We'll take care of the hens. Oh, he's an idiot. And I can't wait for this whole thing to fall apart for these idiots. And Vermont's going to get this on. Because you know what? Vermont doesn't let people push it around. Do you know that Vermont was the only state in the United States, and may still be today, that will not prosecute men who are using testosterone, anabolic steroids? They treat it like you're carrying any other.
Well, let's all move to Vermont.
It's just so cold there in the wintertime. No. I've been there plenty of times. I love Vermont. It's beautiful.
I've never
been.
It's
like God's country.
I've never been.
But the winters are like Alaska. So anyway, well, good for Vermont. We have to keep posted. Anyway.
Okay, so I just wanted to also talk about real quick the woman who posted real bikini pictures of herself.
I want to talk about this because I suffer from this myself.
Okay, so she lost 170 pounds. Yeah, good for her, right? She's from Illinois, and she sent a picture to Shape. She was supposed to be featured in Shape.
Right,
and
her before picture and her after
picture. Her before and her after picture, and they asked her to send a photo in.
Right.
Of her body after the 170-pound loss.
Right, and she had a two-piece bikini on.
And she sent the real picture of herself, which shows a lot of excess skin.
Right.
A ton of excess skin.
Right.
And they rejected the picture and asked her to send a different picture in. And she said, this is my body. This is my picture.
Right. And I'm a word to the wise at Shape Magazine. If you're going to start, there is a bumper crop, and I'm raising my hand, me included, of people who spent the period of their adult life as obese people who then lost the weight that have loose skin. And if you're going to eliminate them from your potential readership, you are really very, very narrow-minded. Because there is literally going to, with the rate of gastric bypass surgeries and people who do it the right way, in the next 20 years, there's going to be nothing but people with loose skin. And so you're basically chopping out maybe potentially 50% new readers by doing what you're doing. You should have put this on there. If she was willing to show her body that way, then you should have put it on there. Period. End of story. Because this is a reality of the current situation in this world today.
So Shape responded by saying, this is a result of a misunderstanding with a freelance writer.
Oh, yeah.
This does not represent Shape's editorial values, and the comments made about Shape's editorial policy are absolutely untrue. Shape prides itself on empowering and celebrating women, the woman's name, and any indication that we would not run the piece with the photo provided was wrong, and we would have been proud to share her inspirational story.
Well, then share it. Put her on the cover. Put her on the cover.
They haven't put it in there.
Bingo. So it's all BS. That's what it is. Her name is Brooke Birmingham. I'm sorry. Brooke Birmingham. I expect to see Brooke Birmingham with all of her loose skin on the cover of Shape if they really mean what they say. Because I'm telling you something, Shape, there's probably a million readers out there who will start reading your magazine as soon as you put Brooke on the magazine, because they all have the same loose. I have loose skin. I have loose skin from being a fatso. I mean, it's not as bad as hers, but I have it. It's not something I'm proud of, but you know what? It's part of the journey. So Shape is really missing out here, in my opinion. They're very, very narrow-minded. Okay. So let's see what else we have here.
Did you want to talk about why people hate gluten?
Yes. This is funny.
Well, this has kind of gone viral. Alex Leaf posted this on Facebook, and this is something that Jimmy Kimmel had a story about that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it's good because, you know, today people do things because they...
Because everybody else does.
Bingo. Them. It's a fad, right? So now everybody's like, well, no, I don't want gluten because gluten must be bad. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that people should eat gluten because it is a lectin. It is an anti-nutrient. But at least know why you're doing it, right? So let's just play this real quick. This is an actual piece from Jimmy Kimmel's show. And I think it's pretty funny. And then we'll comment on it. Let's see here.
People are very interested in food nowadays. People who don't even cook watch cooking shows. And everyone has an opinion on what you should and shouldn't be putting into your body. Lately, I don't know if it's just here in L.A., but people are very anti-gluten, which bothers me because I'm very pro-pizza, and you can't be pro-pizza
right.
And anti-gluten. So now, some people can't eat gluten for medical reasons, which that I get. It annoys me, but I get it. But a lot of people here don't eat gluten because, like, someone in their yoga class told them not to. I keep asking people about this, and I started to wonder how many of these people even know what gluten is. So we decided to find out. Gluten, in case you didn't know, and I didn't know this, is a mixture of two proteins found in wheat and some other natural grains. But here in L.A., it's comparable to Satanism. It's So we sent a camera crew out to a popular exercise spot right up the street from us to ask people who are gluten-free a simple question. What is gluten? What is this thing you will not eat? So we're going to meet a person who doesn't eat gluten, and together we're going to guess if they know what gluten is. Are you ready? Yeah. What else do you have?
Do you maintain a gluten-free diet?
I do indeed.
And what is gluten?
Okay, does he know what gluten is?
No.
Oh, everyone says no.
Well, as far as for me, how it affects my body.
But what is gluten?
This is pretty sad because I don't know.
He's like, well, what affects my body? Well, how do you know gluten affects your body? let's listen on.
0-for-1. But I hate it. And I know. Next.
Do you maintain a gluten-free diet?
I do.
What is gluten?
All right. Now,
this guy looks like he might be a little more intelligent, so I'm taking bets that this guy knows. Let's see.
Let's see.
Does this shirtless gentleman know it? Yes. Okay.
Gluten's in bread. It's a flour derivative, wheat, things like that.
It's a flour derivative?
Of course.
It's like bread. It's like that pastries.
It's bread.
It's in those things.
Yeah, it's in those things.
So what is it exactly?
Gluten is it's like a grain, right?
I like when he coughed.
Yeah.
Like,
that was cool.
I'm sorry, I have some in my throat. Excuse me.
Jimmy Kimmel's good.
All right, next.
Do you maintain a gluten-free diet?
Yeah, I try to the best of my ability, yeah.
What is gluten?
Does she know what gluten is?
No.
Oh.
It's the wheat in products such as like bread or pastas, rice.
Why do you avoid it?
It makes you fat. I mean, I haven't researched it to the fullest. I have a girlfriend from Russia. She actually just got me into it. So she's reading a book about it.
Oh, okay. Russians know about gluten and Putin. They know about both of them. All right, we have one more.
Do you maintain a gluten-free diet?
I do. I actually don't eat rye, wheat, oat, bran, dairy, nuts, or eggs.
Wow. What is gluten?
Wait a minute. This guy has his T-shirt on. Did you see it? It says Super Jew.
Oh, did it? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's very proud of it. His T-shirt says Super Jew. So let's see. And watch. The way he rattled off the different types of grains, I'm willing to bet that this guy really does know. Let's see.
Does he know? Does Jewish John Hamm know?
Yeah, he does. He's like John Hamm.
It is a part, I believe, of the wheat that I really don't know.
So no one knew.
That's the matter.
Pick my kids up. Leave me alone. Maybe gluten doesn't exist.
Okay, I'm trying to stop it. That was good.
That was really good.
So most people don't know why they're avoiding gluten.
No.
But you know what? If they would have got somebody who had celiac disease, they would have been able to say, well, it's an anti-nutrient, you know, it's a lectin, it's a protein. And we know that pizza, you know, when I worked in the pizzeria, the bags of pizza flour says high gluten flour.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you have gluten allergies and you're trying to keep gluten out, the last thing you want to do is eat pizza. That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
We should do something funny like that. We should. We just get our recorder and get in front of people.
Well, that's a good idea. I've seen people do that, like on the streets of Las Vegas, where they were asking, you know, do you know what this ingredient is and what this ingredient is for? We should do that sometime.
Do we want to talk about anything else? We want to take a break.
Is it time for a break?
We actually went over with Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
So let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more to talk about on Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted rapid tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone. Immaculate.
They must be in Colorado. Yeah.
I like that song. I like that. I used to love to dance to that song. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. What are we talking about first?
Well, I want to talk about this story that Albert Woody sent us. And what shocks me, first of all, is that the story is shocking, but it's not in the news.
Yeah, no, you don't hear anything about it. And clearly you don't hear, like, FDA cracked down today on several meat-producing plants.
No, like the pharmacy, the compounding pharmacy.
Yeah, that made 100 people sick. Yeah.
That made 100 right. people sick. Right. They had to recall 9 million pounds, 9 million
right.
pounds of bad meat. No, it was escaped into the food supply, but then they called the recall on it.
Right, right. But it was already out there.
And it was already out there.
And the reason is because these food processing plants in question.
It was in one particular food processing plant in Petaluma, California.
Yeah, yeah.
It was called the Rancho Feeding Corporation.
Mm, feeding the world, no doubt.
The story of how millions of pounds of bad meat, its products the U.S. Department of Agriculture called unfit for human food.
Right.
Basically, they were taking sick cows.
Sick animals. Animals with cancer. Animals that were dying. Sick, sick, sick animals.
They bought dairy cattle from other farms that were
sick. Now, keep in mind, they're buying sick cows, which means they're getting it cheaper.
They're buying sick cows.
Right.
They're slaughtering them, cutting off the cancerous portions.
Right. Hiding it. Using fake USDA stamps on meat.
Using fake USDA stamps. In some cases, they would take the head of a well animal and put it onto a body of a sick animal.
To make it look like that
to
was...
To make it look like right. that it was a
well animal.
Because a lot of these animals had eye cancer.
Right. Interesting. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. This is the same USDA that genius attorney, when commenting about what's going on with
the three different agencies.
That we have three agencies that they know what's going on here. Yeah, but meanwhile, 9 million pounds of meat went into the food supply. Many people ate the stuff. They didn't get all 9 million pounds back. Trust me on it. Just because somebody recalls 9 million pounds doesn't mean everybody packages up 9 million pounds and brings it back to their grocery store. You can bet a lot of people have eaten this meat, and they just caught them. They probably have been doing this for years. So that means that billions of pounds have been consumed under the watchful eye of one of these useless agencies that this guy is pointing to, like, well, if they approve it, it's okay to eat.
One of the USDA emails that were obtained by CNN says that it turns out that one of the government inspectors from the USDA was having an affair with a plant foreman yeah. at this corporation.
Giving meat inspection a whole new meaning within that agency over there. Exactly. Terrible. But of course, we should put all of our trust in these agencies because they somehow operate at a higher level of a standard than the average person does. Please. And this is another reason why you should be buying your meat from your local family farm.
That's why you should know the source of your food that you get.
The USDA at its best, of course.
Yes.
Another agency that I'd like to talk about for a second is the Food and Drug Administration, otherwise known as the Fools and Dopes Association, okay? Because they fool us, and they are best loved by the dopes in America, which include the politicians. So Elisa signs up for the FDA alerts now, which is really cool.
I signed up for the FDA, the USDA, so I get, like, bombarded every day with emails.
Yeah, with propaganda, by the way. This is not stuff to help people. This is all to promote business, trust me. So she gets an email the other day. She reads it to me aloud. And basically, I'm going to paraphrase. The email basically opens up and says, high blood pressure is a lifelong disease. And as such, you should never stop taking your medication. And here are the accepted ways to treat high blood pressure. They were all drugs that are on the market.
There was nothing but drugs.
And then the email closes again and says, high blood pressure is a lifelong disease. You must take your medication for the rest of your life. Never once saying that unless you, I mean, I'm not expecting the FDA to come out and say, by the way, lifestyle and nutrition may change it. But without even saying, maybe you should talk to your doctor if you want to try to correct your high blood pressure through some other means. No, it's all about making sure you take your medicine. Take your medicine every single day. That helps make the world go round because you pay for that medicine.
Did you tell the audience about when you went to the pharmacy and the pharmacist said, you haven't been here? Why haven't you been here?
Oh, so, you know, so Dr. Andre put me on Armour Thyroid, which I got to tell you, it's really working good. But you know me. I mean, I overdo some things. I underdo some things. So I went like 4 days without any thyroid hormone because I just wanted to see if I took it for 30 days and then stopped, would I die? Would my thyroid really just completely stop producing hormone and I would die? Luckily, I was wrong. So I stopped taking it for 5 days, and I was fine. I went to the gym. I didn't feel any different. Let's put it this way. I didn't feel like I was in danger. I definitely felt better when I was taking the hormone, but it wasn't like I felt, oh, my God. Like if all the thyroid hormone in the world dried up and somebody says you can't have it anymore, at least I know I can continue on. Well, when I went to the pharmacy and to pick up my new prescription, the girl said, hold on, your prescription has been flagged. I thought, uh-oh, this can't be good. The pharmacist comes up to me and looks and goes, we see here that you were late refilling your prescription. And so I told the pharmacist, I said, yeah, I just wanted to see what would happen if I didn't take it for 5 days. Oh, don't ever do that. You must take this medication every single day, and you must refill your prescriptions on the appropriate time frame. Otherwise, we'll have to flag your prescription again. Now, make sure you take your medication every single day and work with your doctor on this. I was like, okay, thanks a lot. And I just walked out. It's all about getting you on that train and making sure that you keep taking your pills every single day. No one wants to talk about the fact that, hey, there might be a way for you to live a life healthfully without taking these medications. You should talk to your doctor about it. It's not about that. It's about taking these pills because the money generated from this healthcare industry is making the world go round today.
And so this is what's even scarier. Now MIT researchers and a company called Microchips, they're developing a small chip that's smaller than a square inch in an area. It can be preloaded with drugs. And then they'll put that chip into your body,
right,
and then remotely a doctor can make that chip release the drugs.
Yeah, they'll be able to adjust your dose, make sure that it fires off every single day. I mean, this is the next frontier because elderly people, we talked about this, elderly people forget to take their meds.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to do it. They're going to insert these chips into elderly people and then just release
them. Then you're on that gravy train forever.
And you're on the gravy train forever. But what if something happens and...
And it always does.
Yeah.
The chip malfunctions and it gives you, instead of your daily dose, gives you the whole month's dose in one shot.
Exactly.
Oh, it'll happen. But you know what? Remember, our government operates under the assumption of what's known as for the greater good. So if a few people have to die so that a lot of people can have their drugs administered without having to think about it, That'll have to happen.
Not if it's supplements or...
Oh, no.
Or hormones.
No, you shouldn't take supplements because it's not approved by the FDA. And the FDA knows how many drugs... I want to do this show. The FDA has recalled, I forget how many drugs since its inception, because they've killed and harmed people. No one talks about that. When we talk about how good the FDA is, how smart they are at protecting people, no one ever talks about all the people that have died because of the stupid FDA's decisions. Somebody needs to talk about that.
Yes, they do.
What else do we want to talk about?
Well, I'm just reading this article. It says that 70% of the USA's population is on one or more pharmaceuticals.
I'm not. The other 30% must listen to our show.
Exactly. Well, and like, look at my stepfather. He takes 17 different medications.
How sad.
17. And in so many cases, it could be, you know, like when you were talking to Buddy that night about getting off his Coumadin and taking fish oil.
And other things that have a natural antiplatelet.
There are so many medications that population are like 70 and older.
And he's getting sicker. I know.
They're on these medications when they could be using something that's a natural remedy.
I think the funniest thing about Buddy was the night that I had the conversation with him about testosterone. So I said to him, Buddy, you know, if you could get your doctor to consider giving you testosterone, you probably can get rid of a lot of these other medications. And he goes, I already take testosterone. I says, yeah, you do? He goes, yeah, isn't that Viagra?
That blue pill?
Yeah, he called it Viagra. I says, no, that's not testosterone. I says, that's different. He goes, oh, okay, I thought that was testosterone. So that was funny. Anyway, okay, what other stories do we have to talk about before we take a break? Are there any that absolutely have to be covered? Let's look real quick.
No, I think we're good.
Okay. When we come back, we've got listener comments and questions. Some of them just came in thanks to the iPhone or Android app. If you're not already using the app, you're really missing out on a great opportunity. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for the app and get it loaded onto your phone today and never miss an episode and tune into the live stream really, really easily. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. One of the things I love about the app is that people send us messages while they're listening to the show. So this one comes from Doug Salamone. He says, hey guys, I met a guy from Kenya last week and he told me that people run barefoot all day long. And it's the truth. It's the truth. So there you go. We were made to run barefoot. We were not made to run with shoes on. Thank you for that, Doug.
Okay, so this is from Jeff Thompson. Says, good morning, Elisa. Sorry to bother you, but I have a tub of Percoba colostrum coming and wanted to see if you knew the proportions Carl uses when he makes his muscle butter with colostrum and coconut oil. Thanks in advance and have a great day.
I don't really pay attention to the. I'll tell you what I do. I take probably about 2 or 3 really big heaping tablespoons of coconut oil while it's still solid and put it into a glass or a bowl, and then I warm that bowl up one way or the other. Sometimes I throw it in the microwave for 10 seconds, I got to be honest. Sometimes I submerge it in hot water. Either way works pretty quickly. And then I just take 2 or 3 heaping tablespoons of colostrum and just mix it in, and then I put it back in the fridge for a little while so it gets hard again. And then I eat it. And you've seen me. I mean, I eat it all the time.
It's yes, you do.
Delicious. It tastes like butter. It really does. It tastes like cheese, cheesy butter. It's so good. So good.
I'm going to have some the next time you make it.
Yeah. This one comes from Kerry, no last name. He says, Carl, where is the podcast download button on the new webpage? Thanks. And he pointed this out to me, and it is there now. We forgot to add that in. So now you can not only, when you go to the website, you can listen to using the player, or you can the download this episode button is there again. We can right-click and save it to your computer. So thanks for pointing that out to us. And that's what we need more of, folks. If you're on the new website and something is missing that you loved, don't assume that we did away with it on purpose. We may have forgot to put it back on.
Okay. So this one comes from Sam. Sam says, love these new shows with Ken O'Neill. Keep them coming.
Yeah, Ken is great. And Ken has a 30-day challenge. You need to listen to it.
Okay.
It takes 15 minutes a day, three different 5-minute sessions will change your life, change your outlook on your life. The 30-day challenge. We actually have a link on the Superhuman Radio website. If you click the forum button, it'll take you to our forum over at Anabolic Minds.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have a link that says Trans Evolutionary Radio 30-Day Mindfulness Challenge. And you can post comments and questions there. We hope that more people will take this challenge because you are not taking advantage of every gift you have as a human until you start to do what we do with our bodies, with your mind. And we really can be superhumans then. But it takes you controlling your mind. So if you listen to show 1405 yesterday's show.
And is it not up yet?
It will be up in a couple seconds. When this show goes up today, I'll put both of them up.
Okay.
Listen to show 1405 and get on board with the 30-day challenge. Try
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I am too. I'm already doing it. It's so easy that you could teach your children to do it. In fact, you'll have 5 minutes of silence. Your kids will be quiet for 5 minutes at a time. It's so easy. You don't have to be into meditation. You don't need to know a mantra. It's so easy. So there you go.
And if you do it, report back to us how it works for you.
Yeah, please do. Okay. This comes from Jeff DeShore. Hey, Carl, just sending you a quick message. Looks like the app is up and running. F iTunes. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I'm with you on that. F iTunes is right. You know, people, I get emails and messages every single week from people going, show such and such is missing.
From iTunes?
No, then I'll go, what are you using? iTunes. And I'll say, download the app. iTunes and Stitcher indiscriminately leave shows out. I can't figure out why. It's on our RSS feed, but it does, for some reason, however they aggregate our RSS feed, they leave shows out all the time. Don't waste your time. Get the app, because then you can live stream the show and you can send us messages when we're on the air using the interface in the app. And there's going to be a lot more fun things added to the app. We're going to start working on revising the app in the next month. It's going to do a lot more. So get the app. That's the best way to do it.
Okay, so this comes from Doug Salamone. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, he's the guy who actually sent us the message about the barefoot guy. So how do you like that? Oh, no. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Carl and Elisa. Last Sunday, I was shopping at one of my favorite markets and came across a melatonin spray. I already take melatonin to fall asleep faster and sleep more soundly and thought a liposomal spray would be even better. I used it that night and its effects were quick. But there's more to this story. I also started using Aura MD about a month ago, and wow, what a great product. Now that's really thinking outside the tube. I then remembered episode 1385 and how Dr. Tamia talks about how melatonin influences bone mineral resorption, and it hit me. What if I spray the melatonin on my teeth and brush with Aura MD? Bingo. Am I right, Carl?
Yep.
Or better still, maybe the guys at Trusted Health Products could formulate this concoction for me and introduce a new product. Because if they don't, maybe I will.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that. Actually, we did a show on melatonin's influence on bone mineral uptake.
And you said in that show.
And I mentioned that there was a study done on dogs where they actually put implants in dogs' jaws. And one group got a placebo and the other one got a small amount of melatonin in with the implant. And the bone growth over the implant on the dogs that got the melatonin was like, boom, they were back to normal. And so you're absolutely right. In fact, Aaron Singerman recently had a lot of dental work done, and I told him, take a 3-milligram tab of melatonin, let it dissolve in your mouth, swish it around your mouth, let it stay in your mouth before you go to bed at night, because it will help you go to sleep. It will drain down and be absorbed, but in the meantime, keep it localized in the mouth. So you're right on the money here, right on the money. If you make a product like this, it needs to be a nighttime toothpaste. That's what it needs to be. It needs to be a nighttime tooth oil or whatever.
With no fluoride.
With no fluoride and some melatonin in it. And you brush your teeth with it, work it in. And I do this myself. I now let my melatonin tablets dissolve in my mouth. And I have that gritty stuff in my mouth before I go to bed. In the morning, it's gone. I sleep well.
Why not just use the spray?
I don't like the spray. The spray is a long-acting melatonin, and I take 15 milligrams of melatonin. I like that it just hits me hard, and then it.
Why not use half and half? Half tablet, half spray.
I don't want the prolonged effect of melatonin.
Oh.
I don't want that. The most of the sprays that I've seen are extended release melatonin, and I like the just normal hit you hard, and that's what I've been using. It's always worked for me.
Hmm.
Okay. This question comes from Wyatt Everhart, who actually is a news personality. Hey, Carl and Elisa, question. Do you have any recommendations you could give to those of us who run a consistently high normal testosterone levels but low normal free testosterone? God bless you. I've heard that nettle root can be helpful, but wondered if it really, if it's really powerful enough to knock down SHBG. By the way, 100 milligrams of oral DHEA seems to kick up testosterone a notch, but not free T. Any advice would be great. Thanks so much. Keep rocking the Superhuman Nation. Wyatt, okay, so here's the problem, and this is why DHEA has the effect that it has. Estrogen levels are associated with sex hormone binding globulin. So I'm willing to bet, yes, stinging nettle root, and it's got to be root, stinging nettle root does have an effect on sex hormone binding globulin, but so does things that lower aromatase enzyme. Now, I'm not talking about using something strong like ATD or 6-oxo, okay, that destroys aromatase. I'm talking about making sure you're getting enough vitamin C, that's been shown, and enough zinc, that's been shown to help lower aromatase, as well as anti-inflammatories, because right upstream from cyclooxygenase is aromatase. So if you have a lot of inflammation going on in your body and your body is producing a lot of cyclooxygenase, then it's producing a lot of aromatase as well. Ironically, aromatase also has an anti-inflammatory. I mean, estradiol has an anti-inflammatory effect as well, so it makes sense that the body does that. So I would say to you that the reason you're seeing an elevation both in total testosterone but not free test from the DHEA is because some of it's converting to estrogen, number one. And if you want to reduce sex hormone binding globulin successfully, don't just look at sex hormone binding globulin, look at estradiol. You need to focus on both of those, and your free T will go through the roof. Vitamin C, lower whole body inflammation, and zinc will help to reduce estradiol production, thus reducing aromatase enzyme, and that will also cause you to have a higher free testosterone level. So hopefully that answers everything. You have one?
No, I'm finished.
I have this one from Andrew Edwards. He says, hello, Pied Piper. You're still doing an amazing job of leading us down the path towards optimal living on superhuman, one superhuman at a time. I thank you for all the goodness. I was listening to your interview on Shangri-La Diet for the second time 2 days ago because it was so interesting and went to buy the book. I wanted to read it a bit and read a bit about the author, so I Googled him. I can't tell you how strange it was listening to you talking and reading that he had died over the weekend. I was wondering if you knew about this, and if not, wanted to inform you. Keep doing what you do. You are a blessing. Please give my best wishes to the lovely and talented. And he just called you the lovely and talented. Take care, Andrew. And she knows who she is. You're right. Yeah, we did. I blogged about it, and we did announce it on the show. And it's very sad. He was on the show, I want to say, the 24th, and he died on the 26th. So he was on the show on the 21st and died on the 26th. It was bizarre, I know. Very eerie. I've never had that happen before. Have someone on the show and have them pass away so quickly. And it's very sad. I still don't know what happened to him. All we know is that he passed away while hiking near his home. And, of course, I'm talking about Seth Roberts, author of the Shangri-La Diet. But yeah, it was very shocking and sad. And thank you for emailing me, Andrew.
Is the Shangri-La Diet up on our? Yes, the Shangri-La Diet book is up on our website. If anybody wants to purchase it, they can go to superhumanradio.com and purchase it through the Carl Recommends section or the Amazon section.
And Alex Leaf, if you're still listening, we need to add a note to the next group of newsletters, letting people know that any and all of the books we've talked about on the show can be gotten on the website. You have anything else?
That's it. Oh, Sunday is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
To all you mothers. As we say in Brooklyn, all you mothers, M-U-T-H-A-S, mothers. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all of you and to my mommy in the sky in heaven somewhere.
And my happy mommy mother. In the sky. They're probably up there watching us.
Thinking, what do they know about what they're talking about? I can hear, that's what my mother would say. What does he know about this that he can do a radio show? That's what she'd say. Well, I'm channeling. What do you even know about this stuff? Anyway. All right, listen. Have a great week. We'll see you next week with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.